America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast with you on a Wednesday. We'll talk more trade deadline as we go. On top of the hour, we'll get into it. Yesterday and what it all means. Probably one of the biggest trades yesterday impacts the Texans heavy on Sunday. The Za'Darius Smith trade from Cleveland to Detroit. Yeah.
Good for Detroit. The strong gets strong. You know what? I'm an idiot. I'm a fraud for not bringing that up every time we talk about this. When you talk about, I'm trying to soothe myself by saying, hey, there's only about 15 trades or so on any given trade deadline. Not a big deal. But when you watch teams that are contenders like Washington or the Lions, who are already really, really good and already firing on all cylinders, they replace Aiden Hutchinson with Za'Darius Smith. And, oh, okay. Yeah, I'd like some of that in my life.
In my opinion, we're going to get to Ross Tucker, but just to follow up on your point, in my opinion, the three best teams in football are all on the Texans' schedule over the next 2 months. The Lions, the Chiefs, and the Ravens. All of them made moves to make their teams better. You know, the Lions got Za'Darius Smith to backfill the void left by Aiden Hutchinson's injury. The Chiefs went out and got DeAndre Hopkins and Josh Uche. And the Ravens traded for Deontay Johnson. And yesterday they traded nothing to get Tre'Davious White, who's not nearly the player he was, obviously, when he was an all-pro with Buffalo. But these are moves that at least send a message to the fan base. And I know that the goal isn't to send messages to the fan base, but we are the fan base, so we're reacting to this.
Right.
They're all making moves. Like, they're all, at the very least, they're building depth. You know what I mean? Like,
you look at the Chiefs even going back to the Kadarius Toney trade. Yeah. You know, that's where you're bringing in, and that was like a third and a fifth round swap or something.
Yeah.
That's a move that, you know, people raised their eyebrows at that one because Kadarius Toney, kind of a whack job. But it ended up paying off big dividends for them that year.
Yeah, big time. All right, let's get to Ross Tucker. He's our Odyssey NFL insider. He joined us yesterday, and he was going through an exercise where he was going through each of the sacks, kind of rapid fire, that the Texans gave up in the Thursday night game to the Jets. And at one point, he stopped at, I think, the fifth sack. And this was one that was less on the line and more on CJ. And he said something that had many people listening to this show very concerned.
This is the biggest concern for me for the Texans going forward, is that Stroud is like starting to get a little bit spooked.
Yeah.
Like Stroud is, you know, the fifth one, Stroud's backing up. Like he's kind of afraid of what's going on, so he backs up. Tunsil took the guy around at like 8 or 9 yards. That should be okay. But Stroud dropped back too far, didn't want to step up, and also the running back, I couldn't see who it was, but the running back totally missed on Sherwood, the safety coming late.
Okay, so Seth, does that match up with what you see when you're watching?
Yeah, I think that there's, and steadily over the course of this season, I think we've started to see some of Stroud's better tendencies, things that he was downright precocious with as a rookie, his pocket awareness, his presence, his calm under duress, you know, not taking, remember, he took a bunch of sacks in the first two games of the year and then didn't take any at all after the, for the next several games. He was really, really advanced by rookie standards when it comes to all that stuff. And now, because he's been under constant duress, it feels like he's regressed a little bit. And, you know, he's doing things that rookie quarterbacks do when they're not used to NFL pockets yet, bailing out the back of a pocket instead of stepping up, all these things. And he still does it. Like, he is still stepping up in the pocket. The problem is, like, one of those plays where he stepped up in the pocket collapsed so thoroughly that Quinnen Williams poked the ball out.
Yeah.
And that's where I think you could almost identify the point where, uh-oh, in this game, CJ's really not going to feel comfortable doing all of those things that he's capable of doing because the pressure is coming from all directions way too intensely. And the pocket evaporates. There's no pocket to step up into. That's what I worry about. I don't think it's not approaching the point where it's irreversible or anything because it's real. He's not seeing ghosts out there.
No.
He's seeing actual human beings that weigh 320 pounds.
Correct.
Coming after him.
Correct.
Right. You know, those aren't ghosts.
No.
That's Quinnen Williams.
Yes.
Damn it.
Yeah. I'm at this point, I'm more worried about the physical harm on CJ than I am the psychological. You know what I mean? Like, I think he's a mentally strong football player. I think he responds to adversity really, really well. He doesn't point fingers, anything like that. At this point, I'm just worried about the sheer number of hits that he's taking.
Right. Well, the one point in the game where he got hit from behind and he got up kind of holding his kidneys and looked like he was in a lot of pain, and that was in the first half. Yeah, there's more and more and more of that. So whether I'm not worried that this is going to be some kind of David Carr situation because we don't necessarily know exactly what David Carr would have turned into. We never saw the upside that CJ has showed so far. But I do worry that, yeah, the actual physical bludgeoning. I mean, CJ's a big dude, but he's not built like Ben Roethlisberger.
No,
you know,
he's not
built like one of these guys that can just take punishment after punishment after punishment and be all right. At some point, it's gonna add up.
Yep. Ross Tucker, continuing with his chat with us yesterday, he said that, it's not just the offensive line. CJ is definitely part of the sack problem.
It's bothering me. Like, some of these, he has to throw the ball away.
Yeah.
And I'd have to go back and study it. Maybe there was a bunch of other plays in the game where he threw it away. I don't remember seeing that many during the game. But he's also, you know, taking some sacks now that he shouldn't. He's like watching himself get sacked, if that makes sense, right? He's bracing for contact. It's bad. Like, they got to fix this quick or they're going to have no shot in the playoffs.
This is where, when you go back to really the point where I started to get concerned was in the Green Bay game, because on that play, the ill-fated throw to Tank Dell on third down, it was incomplete, and it didn't make sense from a game management standpoint. Nobody quite knew what was going on. When I realized, oh, okay, on that play, he actually had good pass protection. He's doing what he's trying to be a guy that gets rid of the ball quickly. If the first read is open, take it. In that situation, yeah, the first read was open to Tank Dell, but it really didn't do anything for you. If he'd held on to the ball, John Metchie was coming open. You know, the safety had bit and was out of the way, and John Metchie could have been open for a touchdown. And yet, that would have been his third read that he would have had come all the way back from the right to the left to get to, and he didn't feel comfortable and confident there. And yeah, he's stuck in this world right now where he's got to make these decisions about, all right, well, I know I got to get rid of the ball quicker, and I also just don't trust that I keep getting burned when I try to wait for things to come open. So what do you do? And I think that's where it's got to come back on Bobby Slowick too, where, man, some of it's got to be by design. Bunch routes, picks, stuff like this to just get somebody open early in the down. Get them off of you. It's like when somebody's verbally bullying you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to get them off you.
Mm-hmm.
You got to come up with a sick burn.
Mm-hmm.
And Bobby's not giving CJ the sick burn.
No.
Give us a sick burn.
Yeah.
That you can get the bully off of you, embarrass him.
No.
You know, make fun of something that he's really sensitive about in front of his girlfriend.
Yeah,
get him off of you.
Bobby's plays right now are, I know you are, but what am I?
Yeah.
That kind of thing, yeah.
Oh, you think we can't throw it deep versus too high?
Right. I'm rubber, you're glue. Whatever you say bounces off me and sticks to you. It's
right,
a sick burn right now.
Or
like,
you
thanks.
Say something like sticks and stones can break,
exactly.
You know, can break my bones.
Exactly.
But,
that's
but
the checkdown.
But meanwhile, you can totally tell that, yeah, it's no, the words are definitely hurting you.
You
yeah.
know
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Funny, the example you brought up is a really good one, that third and 15 play or whatever it was towards the end of the Green Bay game. Because not only was CJ like checking down instead of taking a shot at the end zone, that was a play where it was literally detrimental to do what you were doing. Like,
right,
you know, normally
right.
You check down on third and 15, you know, you take what that's a take what the defense gives you or take a profit when you can, blah, blah, blah. That was like, no, you're doing something that's stopping the clock and allowing Green Bay to keep their last time out. Like you've lost. It's not just you're not taking what's in the back of the end zone there. It's you are literally doing something. You would have been better off falling on the ground on that play than throwing the ball to Tank Dell.
You're right, exactly. You're better off taking a sack. Yeah, let the clock run down, make him burn a timeout, whatever it might be. That was a miscarriage of game management on multiple levels, and that's where it felt. Like, looking back on it, that third down play in the Green Bay game was, we might look back on that as like, oh man, that was really, really the moment where everything started to go backwards.
Canary in the coal mine, baby.
Yeah, because all of these things you felt good about. I remember last year we were gushing about how good the Texans were in game management for having a rookie offensive coordinator, a rookie quarterback, a rookie defensive-minded head coach.
Yes.
That they did a really good job, and that all regressed this year. In that moment in the Green Bay game, you had a quarterback who hadn't been talked to by the coaches about what their strategy was at that moment. You know, and then you've got an offensive coordinator that's calling that play in that situation, anticipating a different coverage. They didn't get the coverage they thought they were going to see. And then you've got a quarterback who's been uninformed about what their actual strategy is at that point, and he's still a young quarterback, just, you know, not making the right decision on that play.
Yep.
Partly because he can't trust the pass protection.
That's right.
Like, it's everybody involved. It's the pass protection. It's CJ. It's Bobby Slowick. It's D'Amico Ryans as the head coach not having a better handle on that situation, and it's really starting to snowball, and now you're facing one of the very best football teams in the league this week.
5 Hour Energy fan line texting in, and texter says, the second Diggs went down, we should have gone after Hopkins or another game-changing wide receiver. We don't have the depth at wide receiver if one goes down. I forget the whole sequence of when Diggs went down versus the Hopkins trade. I can't remember which came first. DeAndre Hopkins coming back here is probably a more complex thing than maybe, you know, than maybe we all know above the surface. But I will say this, just take Hopkins' name out of it. That's probably the thing I'm most nervous about, Seth, that they could have addressed yesterday and they didn't address. It's not guard, because I don't know what was available out there, and I don't know if whatever was available is better than Jarrett Patterson or guys on other practice squads. Like, that's how bad Kenyon Green was, is that you can have very logical conversations about picking certain guys up, veteran guys, off of somebody else's practice squad and them being better than Kenyon Green. The wide receiver thing I am concerned about because it's not as though Tank Dell and Nico Collins have not dealt with injuries these last couple of years. That's the part that scares me.
The deal was October 23rd for DeAndre. Colts game was October 27th.
So they couldn't have gotten Hopkins.
Yeah.
He was already a Kansas City Chief.
That would have been fun. What a fun story that would be.
Hopkins coming back?
Yeah.
I think so too.
Let's live in an alternate universe this morning where DeAndre Hopkins, you know, I know there's a big chunk of people out there right now that wish they were in an alternate universe. You know, that's just they're like half of whatever, or less than half, whatever.
We can go find the percentage
of people that wish you're in a fall. Yeah. Like, okay, let's do this with football. Let's pretend that we're in an alternate universe where the Texans traded for DeAndre Hopkins.
Yep. Text message. Check this out. The Lions are only paying the remaining $605,000 of Za'Darius Smith's contract. Adam Schefter reports. Yeah, that's the other thing with all these deadline trades.
Yeah,
it's not just the draft compensation, but the other subtext, the other bit of news that comes in with it is, hey, the Lions are picking up all of this, which team is picking up the salary tab on all this stuff?
Well, you know, I think this is also the point where I think really people have been saying it already, but now I think it comes full force. Where, all right, how much? Man, these guys spent the whole offseason getting all this praise and adulation. They were just talking about how they're going to be doing football 301 this year as opposed to 101, all of that. And then you stand pat at the trade deadline acting like, yep, all the work we needed to do was done in the offseason.
Yeah.
Yep, this is this right here, this team that can win one-score football games and not show up versus two of the three genuinely good teams that you've played. I was including the Jets in that. And you just didn't show up against the Jets either. So it feels a whole lot like, man, boy, these guys are really reading their press clippings in the offseason because they think this is good enough, apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently this is good enough. This abomination of game management, pass protection, and everything else. Nope, these are the guys you're rolling with.
They got to get it fixed quick, man. Detroit is really good, and they got better yesterday.
They need Nico. There's a lot on Nico's shoulders. It's not fair. It's not fair. He's not going to all of a sudden fix the pass protection issues systemically, but he can make it a lot easier for these guys with their haphazard play calling and game management to get by. It's given somebody, you know what? Oh, you're a poor marksman. Okay, well, here, we'll give you a missile launcher instead to go kill that mosquito.
Nico, this is the world he lives in. Heavy is the head that wears the team-friendly $24 million a year contract, as the old saying goes. You know, that's a pressure being a number one wide receiver. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Let's do headlines. We'll circle back to the trade deadline. Biggest deals that were made yesterday. What did the Texans do? D'Amico and CJ meet with the media today, so we'll talk about that. First set of college football playoff rankings are out as well. What do we think about that? That is all coming up next.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune
I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.